Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos Daf Yudalad, we're in Gimel Amud Beis. Perhaps we should begin from the beginning of this section, which is nine lines from the bottom. Shmoyna Asadavar Gazru. Now the Mishnah related an episode where there was a Yid by the name of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorain, who was very concerned regarding the words of the Navi Yechezkel, which seemed to not to be in line, seemed to be inconsistent with some halachas in the Torah. So he wanted to elucidate and to explain those obscure passages in the Sefer Yechezkel. So he went up to the Aliyah, the upper chamber, with a large supply of oil for lighting and consumption, and he spent a very intense period of study to elucidate and expound and clarify the words of Yechezkel. And during this period, the Mishnah relates, he welcomed some very important guests in the form of a Shammai Beis Hillel, who came up to his aliyah. As the Mishnah tells us, they concluded with 18 gzeiros. They debated many topics and they concluded with 18 gzeiros. Ushmoina asadava gazru. So what are those 18 gzeiros? My ninu shmoina sadavar, says the Gemara, that's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Elu poisel satruma. The following things have the ability to be poisel truma. If they come into contact with truma, they invalidate it. They make it unfit for consumption. They make it puzzle. Now we know that a sheretz, for instance, a dead lizard, dead mouse, have a din of a ava tuma, a source of tuma. If it touches something, that becomes a rishon l'tuma. A rishon l'tuma in turn can make a sheni l'tuma by contact. But it stops there. If we're speaking about objects that are chulin, not truma or kachim, it can't go past sheni l'tuma. That's the furthest it can go. Truma can go a step further. Truma has a heightened sense of purity. It requires a higher standard, and therefore it can go past sheni. If truma were to touch a sheni l'tuma, it becomes a shlishi and becomes pasul. Kachim has an even higher standard of tahara. It can go even a step further. If kachim comes into contact with a shlishi, it becomes a revi. Says the Mishnah, the following things have the ability to be pasul esa truma. They have a status of a sheni l'tuma, which when it comes into contact with truma, it makes it pasul. And what are these items? So all these items are not a sheni l'tuma min ha-Torah, but merely as a result, as a consequence of the gzera. They were one of those yudches gzeras. This non elu poislin satruma. What are they? Ha'oichel, a person who eats, what does he eat? He eats oichel rishon, food which is tamei, which has a din of a rishon latuma. So in this case, he has a din of a sheni latuma, and if he comes into contact with truma, he makes it possible. Ve'oichel, or one who eats, he eats food, which is a sheni l'tuma. In this case as well, he assumes the status of sheni l'tuma, and if he comes into contact with truma, he's poisel as a truma. V'hashoyse mashkin tmeim. Similarly, if one drinks liquids, which is tamei, he has a din of a sheni l'tuma and is poisel as a truma. What's another example? V'habo roishe v'rubay v'mayim shuvin. If an individual takes a bath, he enters Roshay, his head, and most of his body into Mayim Shuvim, Mayim which were drawn in a kli, not natural spring water in the ground, water which was Shuvim, which were drawn. In this case, he becomes a Sheni L'tuma, and he is Poisel as a Truma when he contacts Truma. Now Rashi explains we're speaking about a person who was Tamei, and he was totally immersed in a halachically valid mikveh. And after the tvila, he went ahead and chose to rinse himself off by bathing in Mayim Shuvim. The Chacham made a gzera and gave him a status of a sheni l'tuma, and he is poisel truma. The Gemara later will explain the background, the reason for all these gzeras. Continues the Mishnah. Another example of a gzera, v'tar, an ordinary person that was not tamei, a person who was tar, shenaflu, al droisha v'rubay, who showered with shleisha lugim mayim shuvim, the amount of three lugim of mayim shuvim were poured on roisha v'rubay. He too has a status of a sheni l'tuma. V'asefer, a scroll, Rashi explains, the Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, they have a din of a sheni l'tumah. V'ayadayim, ordinary hands which weren't rinsed, weren't washed, they have a din of a sheni. V'atvul yayim, person who was tamei and was tovel in the mikvah, but hasn't yet experienced hair of shemesh, it's still prior to nightfall, he is also tamei. Finally, v'oichlim, v'akelim, shenitumu mashkin, food or utensils who became tamei through mashkim, they too have a din that they are poisel sachuma. So this is a list in the Mishnah of various gzeris, which are part of the list of the yudches gzeris mentioned in our Mishnah. The Gemara will explain. Mantana, who is this author, who is this shita, who holds that a one who eats ha'eichel, one who eats eichel rishon, food which is a rishon l'tum, or he eats eichel sheni, mifsal pasli, this person assumes the status of a sheni l'tumah. In turn, if he comes into contact with truma, he makes it pasul. But no more than that. Tumui lo mitamu. But this person, these people who have eaten either food which is a rishon l'tumah or food which is a sheni l'tumah, they can only pasul, mifsal pasli. But tumui lo mitamu, they can't go ahead and be metame truma. Meaning they don't have a status of a rishon l'tumah, which in turn can transfer tumah to a truma and make it a sheni l'tumah, and actually give it the status of tamei, not just pasul. It can be tamei, which has the ability to transfer tumah to something else. No, for sure not. This person only has the status of a sheni, who at most can pasul tumah, can be poisel tumah, can make tumah invalid and unfit for consumption. But he doesn't have the status of a rishon tumah, who can be matame tumah, make it a sheni. He's only a sheni who can make tumah tashlishi. Who is this shita? Who is this man to Omar? Omar Rabba Rabba Chana Rabbi Shuhi. Indeed, this is a machloikis between two Tanoim. And apparently this aforementioned Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Shua, who indeed holds that a person who eats food which is a Rishon or food which is a Sheni, he merely has the status of a Sheni L'tumah, who in turn can be Poisel Truma by coming into contact with the Truma. This is not as we learned. The Rabbi Lezo Omar, Ha'oichel, one who eats oichel rishon, he eats food which is a rishon l'tuma, rishon, he has the status of a rishon. Ve'oichel, a person who eats oichel sheni, food which is a sheni l'tuma, sheni, he assumes the status of a sheni. So according to Rabbi Lezer, we equate the person with the food that he eats. He has the same status of tuma as the food which he consumes. If he eats rishon l'tuma, he is a rishon l'tuma. If he eats something which is a sheni l'tuma, he is a sheni l'tuma. Oichel shlishi, if he eats food which is a shlishi l'tumah, indeed, he too turns into a shlishi. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Lezer, we equate the person with the food. However, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, the person assumes a lower status, he's downgraded. Ha'oichel oichel rishon, if a person eats food which is a rishon, then he has a din of a sheni. Or va'oichel sheni, a person eats food which is a sheni, sheni, in both cases, he has a din of a sheni. So you see that although he ate a rishon, he ate food which has a status of a rishon l'tumah, he is downgraded. He only gets a din of a sheni l'tumah. And when he contacts truma, he is poisel sa'trumah. He doesn't have a status of a rishon, which can be metame truma, make truma into a sheni, which in turn can go ahead and pasel another truma. No, he has merely a din of a sheni l'tumah, which can only poisel truma, make truma into a shlishi. So indeed, this Mishnah, which tells us that one who eats food which is a rishon l'tumah, he assumes the status of a sheni l'tumah. This indeed is following the opinion of Rabbi Shua and not Rabbi Lezer. Now, why in the case of oichel sheni, if he eats a sheni, does Rabbi Shua agree that he becomes a sheni as well? So Rashi brings the explanation from the Gemara Chulin. We find sometimes a sheni can make a sheni. So in this case as well, when he eats sheni, he becomes a sheni. Okay. The next halacha of Rabbi Shua will require somewhat of an explanation. Shlishi, if the person eats food which is a shlishi l'truma, then in this case, Rabbi Shua holds, he's actually upgraded. He assumes the status of a sheni. The person who eats the shlishi gets a din of a sheni l'truma, but only with regard to kachem. Anything with regarding to matters of kachem, of kabbalis, in that context, we regard this person who ate shlishi, we regard him as being a sheni letumah. We consider the shlishi as though it's a rishon letumah, and was metame the person who ate it and made him into a sheni letumah. And therefore, when he in turn comes into contact with kachim, he makes the kachim a shlishi. So once again, shlishi, a person who ate something which has a status of merely a shlishi letumah, very, very lenient status, very downgraded status of tumah. Nevertheless, he is upgraded. He has a status of a sheni, even higher than the food that he ate. We will soon explain the reason for this. But this is only strictly regarding to lekodesh, to regarding matters of kachim. Ve'ein letrumah, he doesn't have the status of a sheni regarding matters of truma. As Rashi explains, that since kachim has a very high standard of tahara, requires a great higher standard of safeguarding, of shmira, therefore we're concerned that something which is even a shlishi letuma with regard to kachim relates to it as though it became tame entirely, as though it has the highest, most stringent form of tumas oichlin, which is a rishon. And the Gemara concludes, what type of shlishi are we speaking about? We're speaking about chulin, shenasu al taras truma. We're speaking about actually chulin, not truma or kachim. Now how could chulin become a shlishi? We explained earlier, chulin at most could become a sheni and not a shlishi. The Gemara answers that question. We're speaking about a unique case where chulin was prepared with the highest standard of truma. Not the standard of kachim, but the standard of truma. So since truma was prepared with the same standard of purity, which was applied to truma. So this chulin assumes a higher standard, a higher status, and in certain respects, it assumes the halachas of truma, and it too can become a shlishi. Once again, bechulin shanasu al taras truma. We're speaking about chulin, which was prepared with the same standards as truma. Rashi explains elsewhere that this was a unique circumstance where kehanim, since they need to be careful with their truma, they need to eat their truma b'tahara. So in order to maintain their high standards and maintain their regilas, to be accustomed and have the habit of eating their food b'tahara, lest they come to eat truma b'tuma, therefore they conduct themselves in the following manner. Even their chulin, they would safeguard with the same standards and requirements as truma. They made sure it didn't become tameh. They prepared their chulin with the same standards as truma. So in that case, explains Rashi elsewhere, the chulin assumes the higher standard. It gets, in certain regards, it gets the halachos of truma, and it can become a shlishi as well. Just as truma can become a shlishi, this type of chulin has a standard and the status of truma, and it too can become a shlishi. So this is the type of item we're speaking about in our Gemara. The chulin which was prepared with the same standard as truma, and it became a shlishi. Apparently it wasn't washed well enough, it wasn't guarded meticulously enough, and it became a shlishi, it became tamei, became a shlishi letuma. In this case, says the Mishnah, this chulin, which has a din of a shlishi letuma, with regard to kachim, it has a din of a rishon letuma. Why is that? Because kachim takes a look at this item and says, well, apparently, he faulted somewhat in his vigilance. He wasn't careful enough with this chulin. It became tamei, right? So, as far as we're concerned, as far as kachim is concerned, we regard this as if it became a tamei, with a very high level of tumah, as if it became a tamei, a rishon letumah. It's not merely a shlishi. For as far as we're concerned, we view it as a rishon, and therefore, anything that comes into contact with this food gets a din of a sheni. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that a person who eats this chulin which was prepared on the standard of truma, was nasu ataras truma, and this chulin became a shlishi, person who eats this item, he has a din of a sheni letuma with regard to kachim. with regard to matters of kachim, we assume that this chulin was actually a rishon, and therefore one who eats it becomes a sheni. And if he touches kachim, the kachim becomes a shlishi. So anything with regards to matters of kachim, this person has a din of a sheni. So once again, let's take a look inside. Rabbi Shuaimer, ha'oichel, one who eats oichel rishon, he eats food which is a rishon letumah, or eats food, oichel sheni, a food which is a sheni letumah, he has a din of a sheni. However, if he ate something which is a shlishi, he has a din of a sheni. We assume that the shlishi is not a shlishi. We assume that the shlishi is a rishon. And therefore, it makes the person into a sheni letumah. And again, only in context of kachim. L'kodesh, vein sheni letumah. Only regarding matters of kachim, but this stringency doesn't apply with regards to matters of truma. And what type of item did he eat? He ate chulin, shenasu atas truma, which was prepared on the high standard of truma. And this chulin became a shlishi. So with regard to kashim, we don't consider it merely a shlishi, but rather we give it a din of a rishon, and therefore the person who eats it has the din of a sheni. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. And once again, apparently, the Mishnah mentioned earlier, which tells us, that one who eats food which is a rishon letumah or food which is a sheni letumah, the person has a din of a sheni letumah, and he is poisel truma. This is following the shita of the Rabbi Shua, who holds that a person who eats food which is a rishon letumah, he is downgraded. He merely has a din of a sheni letumah, and he is poisel as a truma. So this is the shita. He is the author. He is the manda amar of the aforementioned Mishnah. Now the Gemara will proceed to analyze what is the reason behind these gzeris. Says the Gemara, oichel, one who eats oichel rishon, food which is a rishon letumah, or he eats who is oichel, oichel sheni, food which is a sheni letumah, we give him a din of a sheni letumah and he is poisel truma. My time, gazvi rabbanan tumah. Why did rabbanan apply a gzera? Says the Gemara for the following reason. We're concerned about the following scenario. The Zimnan, occasionally, the Achol Eichlan Tmeim, a person perhaps, will eat food which is Tamei, Chulun Tmeim, which is allowed to be eaten when it's Tamei. The problem is, when he goes and eats this food, at the same time, Vishakal Mashkin the Truma, perhaps he will take Mashkin liquids of Truma, Vishadil Lipume, and he will put it into his mouth simultaneous with the food that is contained in his mouth, which is Tamei. And what will happen as a result? Subsequently, upasalu, the food which is tame, contained in his mouth, will be paisal the mashkin truma, which joins them. Therefore, he's going to be over an issa, Rashi explains, one is not allowed to pasal truma. And on account of this scenario, the Chacham erected a safeguard. Therefore, the Chacham made a gzera. If one eats food which is Tamei, he becomes a Sheni Letumah, and he must keep away from Truma. And this was enacted on account of this concern that a person should not go ahead and put Mashkin of Truma into a mouth which already contains food which is Tamei. By doing so, he's going to pass the Truma. He's going to be doing an Issa, as Rashi explains. The Rasha actually asks, why does Rashi need to explain that the reason, the problem here is that he's going to be doing an Isser by being paisel the Mashkin or Truma. We have a more simple reason. The Mashkin of Truma, which is paisel, is unfit for consumption. He's not allowed to drink it. But in any case, this is the concern. We're afraid for this scenario, and therefore the Chacham made a gzera. The one who eats food, which is Tamei, keep away from Truma. In this way, he won't come to this problem. Continues the Gemara, Shoyis the Mashkin Tmeim, my time goes with Rabbanan. What about the other case? One who drinks Mashkin Tmeim, Chamed Gzera, then he becomes Kapasal Truma. What is the reason for that Gzera? So it's more very simple. The same case in the reverse. The Zimnan, perhaps, occasionally a person will be Shasa Mashkin Tmeim. Perhaps the person drank liquids, which is Tamei, Chulin Tmeim, which is allowed. But the problem is, Vishaklam Eichlam the Truma, Vishadal Pume. When he has those liquids in his mouth, perhaps he will go ahead and take Eichlin the Truma, food of Truma, and will eat it simultaneously with the Mashkin Tmeim in his mouth. Upasalu. In this case as well, the Mashkin Tmeim will pasal the Truma, the food of Truma, which just entered his mouth. And on account of this concern, the Chacham made a gzera that here too, one who drinks mashkim tmeim, he becomes like a sheni l'tuma, and he's meant to keep away from truma. In this case, as a result, he won't come to bring any food of truma into his mouth. Okay, says the Gemara. So we have two gzeres, very similar gzeres. The first gzer is one who eats oichon tmeim. The gzer there is on account of a concern that he might add some liquid to his food. We have a gzer regarding a person drinks mashkim tmeim on account of a concern that he might add some food to his liquid. Says the Gemara, hainu hach. These two gzeres seem identical, a carbon copy of each other. Once we know one, certainly we know the other one. Why was it necessary for them to make two separate gzeres? They're based on the same chashash, the same concern, the same reasoning. Certainly we would draw a parallel one from the other. Says the Gemara, no, perhaps there's a reason. There would be place for distinction between the two cases, between Eichon Tmeim and Mashkim Tmeim. Ma'od Tema, perhaps I would entertain and say, Hashchichi, Balashchichi. It is common, it is the common tendency to add liquid to food, to take a sip while eating. Therefore, in the case of Eichon Tmeim, one who eats food which is tamei there, there's a real concern that he may add some mashkim of truma to it. And therefore, there's a gzera. However, in the case of a mashkim tmeim, if he merely drinks, holy shchichi, it's not the common tendency to add food to liquid which is present in one's mouth. Therefore, perhaps in that case, there's no room for concern, kamash malan. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to inform us, yes, in both cases, there's a gzera. Whether if he ate oichon tmeim or mashkim tmeim, in both cases, there's a real concern. And therefore, there's a gzera. And he has a din of a sheni l'tuma, and he must keep far away from truma. This is Yishanam adds that the same we could say in the reverse. If the Chacham would only enact a gzera on mashkim tmeim, perhaps I would think mashkim we find in certain cases are more stringent than food, and therefore the gzera is only applied to mashkim tmeim. We would know to draw a parallel to eichon tmeim as well. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to stipulate, the Chacham need to establish a gzera both with regard to eating eichon tmeim as well as mashkim tmeim. Continues the Gemara, what about the next gzirah? Again, this is regarding a person who was tamei and was tevel in a mikveh. Afterwards, he took a bath in mayim shuvim. He has a din of sheni l'tuma and he's poisel truma. My taima gozri rabbanu tuma. What was the reason for this tuma? Omar rabbeivai omar avasi shebetchila hayu tevel meimoris. The reason is as follows. Initially, the tmeim would go ahead and be tevel in the cave waters, mechunasim, which were contained there, usruchim, and they were foul-smelling, they were stagnant waters, and to cleanse themselves from this water, v'yunoisnu alei mayim shuvim, is to go ahead and take a shower. They used to place mayim shuvim on themselves, to cleanse themselves from the mayim of the mikveh, which was stagnant and foul-smelling. So they used to take the shower and clean themselves off. His chilu, eventually it began va'asim kva. They made this into an established practice. After you go to the mikveh, you take a shower to cleanse yourself. Therefore, gazra alayim tumah. Therefore, the Chacham applied a tumah to this case. Says the Ma'ikva, what does this mean? They made it an established practice. And what is the reason for the gzera of tumah? What's wrong with this custom? Amar Abaye. The reason is as follows. It created confusion. Shei oimrim, because subsequently people would say, not the water of the mikveh brings tahara, ela elu ve'elu mataran. It's a two-tier procedure. You need to first go into the mikveh and then take the shower to become tar. And therefore the Chachamim didn't like this conclusion and this erroneous conclusion that people were making, and therefore they enacted a gzera and made this person tamei as a result of this practice. Amalei Rava, Ma'inaf Kamina, what difference does it make? If people come to this conclusion, they think that Tahara requires a two-step procedure. In any case, they're going to the mikveh. They're first going to the legitimate mikveh, and only then taking the shower. So, what's the big deal? Elam Rava. Rather, Rava says the following reason. The conclusion was as follows. They would come
to an erroneous picture of things. They would say, Lo elu matarn ela elu matarn. It's not the mikvah that makes you tar, but rather it's the shower that makes you tar. And therefore, the whole concept of mikvah will become batal and nullified and forgotten. And as a result, the Chachamim needed to make a gzeirah and declare that anybody who, after being tovel in a legitimate mikvah, goes ahead and takes this shower, he becomes tamei, becomes a sheni l'tuma. This would ensure that people would have things in the right perspective and would realize that it is the kosher mikvah that makes you tar. Continues the Gemara, what was the next gzeirah? V'tar, an ordinary person, shenaflu al roisha v'rubay, shloisha lugim mayim shuvim. A person who took a shower with three lugim of mayim shuvim, so the three lugim were poured over his head and a greater portion of his body, and as a result, he becomes tamei and it can be paisal truma. Says Gemara, my taima, gozer rabbanu tuma. What was the reason for this tuma? Answers the Gemara, indeed, this is not an independent gzeirah, it's not a standalone gzeirah, but rather it was related to the previous gzeirah regarding a person who was toivel in a mikvah, a person who was tamei and was toivel, and now is a tful yayim, and the gzeirah was that if he gets involved with mayim shuvim, he becomes tamei. This second gzeirah, which was applied to any person, even not a tful yayim, is actually an extension of that gzeirah. Why? What's the connection? Says Gemara, Dilo yha, not for the fact that the Chachamim enacted a gzeirah for every person, lo ikaimaha. The first gzeirah would not endure either. Why? Because the general public would look at it strangely. It would say, it's inconsistent. How can you say that for one person, for a tful yayim, the mayim shuvim is matame, but for every other person not? It's inconsistent and something that wouldn't be acceptable on the general public. Therefore, the Chachamim need to enact another gzeirah and apply the tuma to the general public as well. Any person who took this shower becomes tamei. By doing so, they ensured the endurance of the first gzeirah as well. Continues more of a safer. What about a scroll? My taima gozer rabbanu tuma. What was the reason for this tuma? Avar mesharshir. Shebetchila initially hoy matznien es oichlan de tuma. People would hide their tuma, their foodstuffs of tuma. Eitz a sefer Torah, neither the sefer Torah. V'amu, they would say as follows. What's the difference? High Kodesh, Vai Kodesh. Both of them are holy. The Truma is Kodesh and the Sefer Torah is Kodesh. And as a result, what happened? Kiva and the Chachazu, the Chachamim saw, the Chachazu de Pseida, that the food attracted the mice, which chewed into the Svarim and damaged it. The Chacham wanted to discourage this behavior, and as a result, Gozer Rabbanu Tuma, they enacted a Tuma on the Sefer Kodesh, and therefore one will certainly not place a truma next to it. Vayadayim, what was the gzera of hands, ordinary hands? V'pnei shayadayim askoni yisim. The reason for that is because hands tend to be active and come into contact with unclean things, and it's not proper respect for truma to be handled with these soiled hands. Therefore, the Chachamim required that the hands need to be rinsed. Otherwise, they have a din of a sheni l'tuma, which is paisal truma. Continues the Gemara Tana, we looked in the Braise, af yadayim, habois machma sefer. Not only stam yadayim, but also yadayim that came into contact with the kisvei HaKodesh, they also become tamei, and they are paisal sefer truma. Why? What's wrong with touching sefer HaKodesh? Mishum der panach. The Omer of Parnach, Omer of Yechna. Ha'eches sefer Torah orim. One who grabs onto the Sefer Torah bare, without something in between, it's disrespectful. Nikbar Orem, he will be buried without any shrouds. Says more Orem Sakadaitach. Is this the consequence? No. Elo Amar Rav Zeira Orem Blei Mitzvahs. What he meant to say was that he'll pass away, he'll die Orem Blei Mitzvahs. He'll be bare of any mitzvahs as a consequence of mishandling the Sefer HaKodesh, the Sefer Torah, with bare hands. Says the Gemara, Blei Mitzvahs Al Kadaitach, you mean to say literally without any mitzvahs? That's a very severe consequence. Ela'ema Orem Blei Oysa Mitzvah. We mean to say, if one handles Sefer Torah with bare hands, he will pass away from the world without meriting, without having this mitzvah on his account. Which mitzvah? the mitzvah that he was involved in when he handled the Sefer Torah in a disrespectful manner, whether he's reading the Sefer Torah or rolling, being good at the Sefer Torah. So this is the consequence. He will not have that specific mitzvah. So we see from here that one is not meant to handle the Sefer Torah Aram in a bare manner, and therefore the Chachamim were concerned about that and said that anybody who does so, who comes into direct contact with the Sefer Torah, his hand becomes, he becomes a Sheni L'tumah, his hands become Sheni L'tumah, and if they touch Truma, they poisel the Truma. Now Tosis points out that we know that this Gzera of Yodayim Machma Sefer, hands which come into contact with Sefer, they become a Sheni L'tumah. We know this applies to Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, to all Kisvei HaKodesh. So apparently, says Tosis, it is Ksas Mashma, it's a bit Mashma from here, that the prohibition against handling the Sefer Aram, bear, applies to all Kisvei HaKodesh. Since we see that Gzera was applied to all Kisvei HaKodesh, and what is the reason for this Gzera? The reason why the Chachamim applied a Tumah to a hand which is Machma Sefer, which came into direct contact with the Sefer. What is the reason for this Tumah? So that a person doesn't handle a Sefer Aram directly. Apparently, this concern, this prohibition applies to all Kisvei HaKodesh. So says Tosfos. Says Gemara, okay, so we have two gzeris regarding Yodayim. We have Stam Yodayim, ordinary hands which weren't rinsed. They have Alocha V'Shein L'Tumah. In addition, the Gemara told us, also Yodayim that come Machma Sefer, that came into direct contact with the Sefer, they too have a din of V'Shein L'Tumah. Says Gemara, Hai Gozer B'Resha, which one of these takanos was enacted first? Elaim, if you're going to say, Ha Gozer B'Resha, that the Halacha of Stam Yodayim comes first. If so, why was it necessary to add the other gzera? Kivan dahach gazer bereisha hasulamali. If the chacham made a gzera, a blanket gzera that all hands, stam yadayim, ordinary hands, have a din of a shein l'tumah, so why was it necessary to add another gzera that yadayim that came into contact with the sefer, they too have a din of shein l'tumah? Aren't they included in the first gzera? Says Tosfos, what do you mean? Perhaps the reason why the chacham need to add another gzera is for the following scenario: if a person washed his hands, so now his hands are tar, and immediately afterwards he came into contact with his sefer. And in this case, he already cleansed his hands from the tumah of stam yadayim. Therefore, the chacham to add another gzera that even in this case he's tameh because he came into contact with his sefer. So he says this scenario is not common. It's not shchiach. It's mostly shchicha. Therefore, it's not plausible. The chacham will go ahead and be masakin a new gzera just to address this. This case, which is rare and uncommon. Okay, says the Gemara, so it can't be that the gzera of Stam Yadayim comes first. Ella must be Hachgaz Bereisha. First, they made the gzera of the Yadayim that came into direct contact with the Sefer. V'hadar, and afterwards they added the other gzera, V'hadar Gazer B'kul Yadayim, that every ordinary hand also has a din of a Shein L'tum. Continues the Gemara, what was the next gzera with Tvul Yayim? He has a din of a Shein L'tum, one who was Tevel, and is still prior to Herev Shemesh, prior to nightfall, he's a Tful Yoyim, he has a din of a Shein L'tumah. This was one of those Gzeirois, the Rabban. Says the Gemara, indeed, Tful Yoyim Deiraisu. Tful Yoyim has a din of a Shein L'tumah Midaraisu. Dechsiv, Uba Shemesh V'tor, only after sunset, will he be considered to be completely Tor. Apparently beforehand, he's still Tummy. Second, you list this as one of those Gzeirois, the Rabban. Says the Gemara, indeed, the Sami Mekan Tful Yoyim. Tful Yoyim will be erased from the list of the Gzeris. It's not one of the 18 Gzeris. It is a Din D'Oraisa. Continues the Gemara, what else was on the list of Gzeris? V'oichlen shenitmu mashkin, food stuff that became tummy through contact with mashkin. This is more, what type of mashkin, what type of liquids are we speaking about? V'mashkin demai, ilu mashkin haba machmas sheretz. We're speaking about liquids that became tummy by coming to contact with a dead sheretz. Says the Gemara, that's not the Rabbanan, that's the Raisa Ninu. This is a Tumah the Raisa. Why? Because the Sheretz is a Avatumah. If it touches liquid, the liquid become a Rishon L'Tumah. And when the Mashkim touch Eichlin, the Eichlin Ashen L'Tumah. And this is a Din the Raisa. Says the Gemara once again, Ilam Mashkin Habon Machma Sheretz the Raisa Ninu. These Mashkim are Tumah the Raisa, they're Rishon L'Tumah. And in turn, when they touch Truma, this Shulman becomes a Shein L'Tumah Midaraisa, Dechsiv, V'chal Mashka, Sheir Sase. liquids which can be drunk. And the Gemara learns from here that mashkim, which touches a sheres, becomes a rishon l'tumah. So it can't be speaking about this case, which is tamei minat Torah. It's not really one of the gzeres rabban. Ella, rather, we're speaking on mashkim abon machvas yodayim. We're speaking on mashkim which are tamei, not minat Torah. They're only tamei d'rabbanan. For instance, if yodayim, ordinary hands, as we just learned, have a din of a sheni l'tumah, but d'rabbanan, unrinsed hands have a din of a sheni l'tumah. So if these hands come into contact with mashkim, midrabbanan, they consider these mashkim as a rishon l'tumah. And they have the power to go ahead and be poisel as a truma. If this mashkin touches truma, the truma becomes poisel. So this is merely a din d'rabbanan, a gzeira d'rabbanan. Why did d'rabbanan say that food stuff comes into contact with this mashkin, which became tamei on account of yodayim? Why does it have the power to go ahead and carry over the tumah? Ugzera mishum mashkin abo machasheretz, on account of ugzera, on account of mashkin, which came into contact with the sheretz. As we said, the mashkin which comes into contact with the sheretz is a rishon l'tumah. The sheretz is a ala tumah. If it touches mashkin, the mashkin is a rishon l'tumah min haTorah. Therefore, the Chacham said that any mashkin which comes into contact even with one's hands, which are merely a sheni l'tumah midrabanan, these mashkim assume a higher status of a rishon l'tumah, and in turn they can go ahead and be matame food which comes into contact with these mashkim. Rashi explains why was mashkim so stringent, why the Chacham were so severe regarding mashkim. We don't find the severity regarding oichlim. Oichlim which comes into contact with yadayim doesn't have a din of a rishon l'tumah. Regarding mashkim, we say yes, mashkim which touches these hands, these yadayim which have a din of a sheni l'tumah, they become upgraded into a rishon l'tumah, says Rashi, because mashkim are more chomer. We find that mashkim are more susceptible to tumah. For instance, they don't require the condition of hechsher. They don't need to be fixed and prepared for tumah, as opposed to oichlim, which needs to become moisturized, it needs to become wet in order to become hechsher l'kabal tumah, to make them fit, to render them fit and able to accept tumah on themselves. Mashkim don't have that requirement, that precondition. Therefore, mashkim are more easily susceptible to tumah, and therefore the Chachamim applied more stringencies to mashkim. They said that even mashkim that comes into contact with yodayim, which are merely a sheni l'tumah, these mashkim become upgraded to a higher status of tumah. They have a din of a rishon l'tumah. So this, in fact, is the gzeira mentioned in this Mishnah. This is one of the Yudchas gzeiros, that the food which comes into contact with mashkim, what type of mashkim? Mashkim which became tamei as a result of contacting yodayim, which are stam yodayim, which are merely a sheni l'tumah, the chamed gzeira, these mashkim have a din of a rishon l'tumah, and in turn can be poisel as a truma if they touch truma. Finally, says the Gemara, another gzeira of hakelim shenitma mashkim, kelim became tamei through contact with mashkim, which was tamei. Says Gemara, what's the scenario? What's the situation here? Kalim the itwa mashkim demai. What type of mashkim? Ilim mashkim the zav. We're speaking about different types of liquids of a zav. For instance, his saliva. Says Gemara, this mashkim dairaisa ninu. This mashkim has a din of an avatuma midairaisa. This is not one of the gzeiros, the rabbanu, the chsiv, v'chiyara kazav betar. If the zav spits to onto a tar, mashkim yad tar to mesilach. So the what's in the hand of the tar is tamei, since the tar is carrying the saliva of the zav. So the saliva of the zav has a din of an avatuma. Certainly, this is not what the Mishnah here is speaking about. The Mishnah is speaking about gzeiros d'rabbanan. Ela b'mashkin abo machmas sheretz. The Mishnah is speaking about a kli that became tamei by coming into contact with mashkim that came into contact with the sheretz. What status does this mashkin have? The sheretz is an avatuma. The mashkim that touches the sheretz has a din of a rishon l'tumah, and it cannot be matame kelim, as we know that adam v'kelim can only become tame from a av ha-tumah. A kli cannot contact tumah, cannot receive tumah from mashkim, which is merely a rishon l'tumah. The sheretz touched the mashkim, which made the mashkim a rishon. This mashkim, which is a rishon, cannot min ha-toyer be matame the kli. The kli cannot contract tumah from this mashkim. However, midrabanan, There's a gzera that yes, even this mashkin can be metame the kli to the extent that the kli becomes a shein l'tuma and is poisel truma when it touches truma. Why? What is the basis for this gzera? Says the Gemara, gzera mishum mashkim desaf. The Chacham said that this mashkim that came into contact with a sheretz and is merely a rishon l'tuma, why does it have the power to be metame a kli? Says the Gemara, yes, the Chacham gave it the status of a avatuma. They gave the mashkim the din of a avatuma. Why? Gzera mishum mashkim desaf. On account of mashkim zav, the saliva of a zav, which has a din of avatuma, and based on that, the chachamim gave the din of avatuma to this mashkin as well, and they gave it the ability to mematame even a kli. So this indeed is the gzera mentioned in the Mishnah that a sheretz touched mashkin, the mashkin became a rishon. However, if this mashkin, which is merely a rishon, comes into contact with the kli, the Chachamim applied the status of Avatuma to this mashkin and has the ability to be metame a kli. And the kli has a din of a shein l'tuma. And in turn, the kli can pasul truma. So in summary, we have a list of gzeres. We began, this was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the halacha of ein poil l'aner, one may not cleanse his articles of clothing from lice in front of a lamp. What is the reason? Shamayata, he might adjust the lamp. He may not read l'aner, shamayata. The Mishnah added a whole list of cases where the Chachamim gave a din of a shein l'tuma, chamed gzera, that these things have a din of a shein l'tuma, and is poisel truma. What are they? If a person eats food which is a rishein, a oichel rishein, he has a din of a sheni. What is the reason for that? We're concerned that he might add mashkin truma into his mouth, which contains food which is tamei. Therefore, the Chacham gave him a din of a sheni l'tuma in order to keep him away from truma. A similar halacha regarding a person who eats eichel sheni, food which has the status of a sheni l'tuma. The person who eats it has a din of a sheni for the same reason, because we're concerned that he might add mashkin of truma into his mouth. A person who drinks mashkin which is tamei, the concern there is that he might add food to the drink which is tummy, to the liquid which is tummy in his mouth. The Gemara told us that a tful yoim who takes a bath in maim shuvim, roishe veruba in maim shuvim, he's tummy. Why? Because the public might erroneously conclude that it's actually the maim shuvim which is matar. The Gemara told us that an ordinary person who showered with 3 lugim of maim shuvim that was spilled over roishe veruba, he is tamei. This was done in order to fortify the previous gzera. The Gemara told us that a sefer is metamei because they used to put the truma there and it used to ruin and damage the sefer. The Gemara told us stam yadayim has a din of a sheni because they are askani same. They get soiled. It's not respectful for truma. The Gemara told us that oichlam shenitu v'mashkim, that mashkim which was merely came into contact with yodayim, with one's hands, they have the ability to be metame oichlam, to make the oichlam into a shein l'tuma. This was a gzera d'rabbanan. We gave the mashkim, which is really not a rishon l'tuma, we gave it a din of a rishon l'tuma. Why? Mishum mashkim shenitum b'sheretz, on account of mashkim which became tame upon contacting a sheretz. In that case, the mashkim have a din of rishon l'tuma. The Chacham applied the status of Rishon L'tuma to all the mashkim that are tamei and has the ability to make oichel into a sheni. Finally, says the Gemara, kli, a utensil that became tamei by mashkin, also has a din of sheni l'tuma. What mashkin are we speaking about? We're speaking about mashkin that is not really, doesn't really have the ability to make tamei kelim. It's merely mashkin that are Rishon L'tuma. Nevertheless, the Chacham gave it a din of a avatuma and gave it the ability to be metame even a kli. Why? Mishum mashkin the zav, on account of the liquid coming from a zav, which that liquid has the din of a avatuma. So indeed, we have a list of gzeres which were established by the Talmidim of Shammai v'Hillel up in the Aliyah of Hananiah, Mechizkim, and Gorin. And listed amongst these is the gzera of Yodayim, says the Gemara. The Yodayim, this gzera of Yodayim, Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel Gazer, this was established by the students of Shammai v'Hillel. we find elsewhere that it was actually Shammai and Hillel themselves, the teachers themselves, not their Talmidim, who established this Gzerah. Shammai and Hillel themselves, Gazer, were the ones who made the Gzerah. The Sinai, as we've seen, the following price. Yoisi ben Ezer Yishtreda, Yoisi ben Yechon Yishushalayim. These two people made the following Gzerahs. Gazer Tumah, Lotza Amim. They applied Tumah to the entire Chutzlar, as Rashi explains, since the Goyim were not meticulous in marking their graves. So there was a concern that a person might encounter a caver of a goy, and therefore they applied tumah to the entire chutzlaretz. Valkis chuches, they applied dinim of tumah to vessels made of glass. We don't find in the Torah any mention of tumah, dini tumah applying to items made of glass. Shimon meshatach tikin ksuva leisha. He was mesaken that one needs to commit all his assets to guarantee the payment to the ksuva payment of one's wife. The gozer tumah al kli matches. He also made a gzeir of tumah al kli matches on items of metal. The Gemara later will explain what this means. And finally, Shammai v'Hillel, gozer tumah al yadayim. They were the one who made the gzeir on the tumah on the yadayim, not their talmidim. Says Rav Chit, Hema, perhaps you will say, when we speak about Shammai v'Hillel who made the gzeir on yadayim, it's not just Shammai v'Hillel themselves. It was Shammai v'Siyatai, Shammai and his group. V'Hillel v'Siyatai, Hillel with his group. So it's together with their Talmidim. But that can't be so. It can't be that Shammai v'Hillel themselves were present during that episode in the Aliyah of Hanani ben Chizkia. It can't be. Why? V'amar from Yehuda Mashmul, Yudches Dova Gazru. On that day they made 18 Gzeres. Ubi Yudches Nechleku. But they also disputed. There was a debate regarding these 18 items until they concluded by making those Gzeres. If so, it cannot be that Hillel and Shammai themselves were present during that experience. Why? V'Hillel v'Shammai, they never disputed amongst themselves. They never had any machlokes between themselves. Only in three places. And no more. Therefore, it's apparent, it's pretty obvious, that Hillel and Shammai themselves were not present when these 18 gzeiros were enacted. Since it involved machlokes, and they were never involved in machlokes except for three things. So apparently, if they weren't there, so the Yudchas Gzeres took place without them. Their Talmidim were the ones who made those Gzeres. And including those Gzeres is the Gzer of Yadayim. So it appears that the Talmidim made the Gzeres without Shammai v'Hillel. The Braisa tells us that Shammai v'Hillel themselves independently made the Gzeres elsewhere. How are we going to work this out? Says Zumar Bechitim, perhaps you'll say, also Inu Gazer Litlis. Both are correct. That Shammai v'Hillel themselves, they made a gzeira, but not so stringent. They said that yodayim that come into contact with truma, the truma doesn't need to be burnt. The truma is merely in a state of limbo. It's litlois. We hang it. It's pending. It's in a state of limbo. V'ozo talmudayu. However, the talmidim later on came along and added more stringency. V'gozo lisref. They said yodayim can be metame truma in a definite manner. It's poison the truma. It makes the truma unfit in a very definite manner, which requires sreifa. So they added a new stringency to the takana. So they're both right. It was in two phases. Shammai v'Hillel were masak in a more lenient version, and the Talmidim added a more stringent version. So the Gemara, that either can't be. V'amar ilfa, yodayim, the gzera of yodayim, tchilas yirasal sreifa. Initially, the gzera was for sreifa. It was, the gzera was passed on a very stringent level. Says Umar, Elo, you must say as follows. Also, Inu Gozer Lekibul Benayim, that the Shammai v'Hillel, they attempted to pass the Gzera, but it wasn't accepted. And we know that a Gzera that's not accepted on public does not have any legal validity. So therefore, initially, they attempted to make the Gzera, but it wasn't the Skabel. However, when their students came along later on, Gozer Lekibul Benayim, at that point, they were Gozer, and it was accepted. So that is the answer to the Stira. Shammai v'Hillel initially attempted to enact the Gzera, but wasn't successful. When the Talmidim enacted the Gzera, then it was a Skabel and it became a Gzera. Says Rav Akati Shlomo Gozer. How can you say that it was them who made the Takana? It was actually Shlomo HaMelech who made the Gzera. Domar Avidom HaShmol B'Shah Shatik HaShlomo. When Shlomo HaMelech was masakin the following two things, Erevin Atil Sadaim, the Loch of Erevin, that one is not allowed to carry from one Rishus Hayochet to another Rishus Hayochet without making Erev Chatzeris. U Netilas Yodayim. He also said that one needs to rinse his hands, otherwise you're dying, our tummy. So when he established these two things, Yotza Baskel V'Amra B'di Im Chacham Libecha, it's referring to the wisdom of Shlomo, my son, if your heart is wise, Yismach Li B'Gam Ani, my heart would also be happy. Chacham B'ni V'Samach Li V'Shiv V'Chafi Dover. So you see, it was actually Shlomo HaMelech who made the Takon of Yodayim, and as a result, the Baskel exclaimed at satisfaction. Says more indeed, there were actually three phases to the Gzera. Initially, it was Shlomo HaMelech who initiated this Gzera. Also, Shlomo Gazal Kachim. However, his Gzera was strictly regarding Kachim, that the hands have a din of Tumah only with regard to Kachim, because Kachim requires a high standard of purity. However, Va'asu Inu, Shammai and Hillel and their Talmidim came along and added a stringency of a Gazer after Truma, even regarding Truma. If the Yadayim come into contact with Truma, the Yadayim have a din of a Shein L'Tumah. So it took place in three phases. First, it was Shlomo HaMelech for Kachim. Then Hillel v'Shammai attempted to make the Gzer regarding Truma, but it wasn't accepted. Then the Talmidim came along and made the same Gzer L'Truma, and at this point it was accepted and became a legal Gzer. So in summary, we learned in today's daf a list of the gzeres from the Yutches gzeres. We began referencing the former Mishnah, which had two of them, of Ein Poel Le'aner, Ein Koel Le'aner. In today's blot, we have a list of things which the Chachamim gave a din of a Shein L'Tumah, which is Paisal Truma. If a person eats Eichel, which is a Rishon L'Tumah, or he eats Eichel, which is a Shein L'Tumah, or he drinks Mashkin Tmeim, a Tful Yayim, who takes a bath in Ma'im Shuvim, an ordinary person, which was naflu olav, three lugan of Mayim Shuvim, Sifri HaKodesh Amatame, Stam Yadayim Amatame, food which became Tame with Mashkim, we regard the Mashkim as though they're a Rishon L'Tumah, even though they're in reality only a Shein L'Tumah or even a Shlish L'Tumah. We give them the status of Rishon, they can be Matame Oichlin. Kalim, that became Tame through Mashkin, even Mashkim which are lenient, which are merely a Rishon L'Tumah, the Chachamim gave the Mashkim a din of Avatuma and the ability to be Matame Kalim. Finally, the Gemara said regarding the Takan of Yodayim, we have three phases. Shlomo HaMelech initiated only regarding Kachim. Hillel v'Shammai attempted to apply the Zeri regarding Chulin, regarding Truma. They weren't successful. It was the Talmidim who eventually was successful in enacting the Zera, even regarding Truma as well as Kachim.